You are listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, May 29th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Woo, happy Friday, y'all.
Indeedy-do. Friday, last Friday of May, as a matter of fact.
Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it. June is
the year
Monday.
Is about half. The year is half over almost. And
you know what?
Almost.
We could use a do-over. Let's put it out there. 2020, we could use a do-over. We could start right now, and I'd be fine.
Don't you remember it was New Year's Eve like that? And so many people, me included. It's like 2019. Okay, I am so done with you.
I know. Ryan Seacrest was counting down the ball drop. I mean, it was optimistic. And then this crap. Anyway, little random facts for you today.
All right.
The three highest grossing media franchises of all time, and I believe this is in order. Number one, Pokemon.
Okay.
Number two, Hello Kitty.
Okay.
And number three, Winnie the Pooh.
Aww.
Mickey Mouse and the other Disney characters are in fourth. And in fifth, Star Wars. Highest grossing media franchises.
Well,
Hey, 1 month before Seinfeld debuted in 1989, Jason Alexander won a Tony for Best Leading Actor in a Musical for Jerome Robbins Broadway. He can sing and dance.
Yes, Jason he can. He is a perfect stage person.
Yeah. The winner of the
I saw him one time.
Did you really? Wow.
Yeah, the producers.
Oh,
he was good.
I love that.
Yeah.
The winner of the first Indianapolis 500 in 1911 had an average speed of just under 75 miles an hour. Last year's winner averaged 176 miles an hour. So there you go. And of course,
my, how far we've come.
As we mentioned earlier, there was no Indianapolis 500 this year.
No.
And the third richest country in the Western Hemisphere is Trinidad and Tobago.
Really?
Yeah. Has the third highest gross domestic product per capita behind the United States and Canada. Wow.
Hey.
You know, it's the syrup. We know it's the syrup. It's the syrup cartel. Come on. It's like oil.
Yes.
Up there.
There's a documentary on that, the cartel.
Man. Anyway,
what the heck? I was so disillusioned.
I know, it's crazy.
I was disillusioned.
Time for the news. What's going on today?
Well, Pamela Anderson has been married 5 times, give or take. Yeah.
Not as if 5 times wasn't enough.
Right.
She may be, you know, in the running for Zsa Zsa Gabor's record.
How much was that?
I think it was 8. I think Zsa Zsa was
lot.
Born 8.
Her and Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah, Liz Taylor was 7 or 8. Yeah.
All right. So
she's got a little ways to go, Pam. She's got a few years.
Yeah, ahead, she's got some time.
Yeah.
Two technicalities in her marital history.
Oh.
She was legit married to Tommy Lee in Kid Rock.
We know that.
No question about that.
And we've seen the tape. The one with her and Tommy. I don't know if there was ever a tape.
Probably
with
been
her
plenty
Kid
of
Rock.
Tapes. Then anyway. In 2007, she married Rick Salomon, the guy from the Paris Hilton
Speaking
of sex tapes.
Oh, my God. Well, now, you know, Pam was in Playboy twice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
there's no secrets.
Yeah, there's no secrets with her. And of course, Babe Watch. Don't forget Babe Watch.
Yeah, she had that marriage annulled a few months later. That was a marriage.
Yeah, not really. An annulment means that you were never married.
No.
That's what an annulment means. Yes, it does.
No.
Look it up. Celebrate that in your classrooms.
All right, so then she married him again in 2014.
Well, then she married him. All right, okay.
And filed for divorce a year later.
Now, that does mean that you were married.
Yes.
If you got to file a divorce, you were married.
Now, January, she married, quote unquote, producer John Peters.
You remember that story.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They split up 12 days later.
Yep.
It turns out they never legally got married in the first place.
Oh, really? That I did not
know. They got married in Vegas or something. Yeah, John paid off her debts.
Well, that was what it was worth. Uh-huh. 12 days and she got her, $200,000 worth of debt paid off.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Pamela says she's not against the idea of, hey, I want to get hitched again.
Maybe she's incurred some new debt.
Maybe she needs to get some debts paid off. So, hey, get hitched. Now, she does say just one more time. Just one more time. Please, God. One more time only. Only.
Oh, my God.
Maybe she's thinking she's going to get control over her spending habits.
Yeah. No, I think she just wants somebody to pay her bills for her. I mean, you know. I mean, she's not working. Look, she's not. She had... Of course, she got her start, of course, on Home Improvement.
Uh-huh.
Remember that, of course. And
back
then,
when she was just an innocent tool-time girl.
Right,
yep.
Innocent tool-time girl. And then, I thought the second one was better than her.
She was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she was on Babe Watch.
Uh-huh.
And then she, of course, had the sex tape with Tommy Lee. Uh-huh. And then she had another show. What was it called? It was a Vice? I forget what it was called. But that was on for a few seasons. And then, poof. No money, and I doubt she made a ton of money off of her second go around in Playboy. I mean, you know, what do they pay? They can't be paid that much.
You know, I'm not up on the pay for Playboy.
Yeah, I've been,
I turn down the offers before we ever get to the amount of money.
Did you? So you never found out, huh? Your agent didn't get a deal signed for you or anything? Are there pictures that are going to leak someday? Or,
oh, heavens
you
no.
know?
Heavens no. Nobody wants to see that. All right, so earlier this week, the Kardashian-Jenner clan reunited to celebrate Lord Scott Disick's 37th birthday.
Oh, so this... Okay, so hang on a second.
After Scott, he got his split from Sophia.
He went to rehab, and then he left. And then he's back having a party during the pandemic with the whole clan. And there were probably TV cameras there.
Probably.
You know how many people it takes in a room to film a scene of Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Well, you got
at
your makeup artist.
At least 20.
Your clothing person.
At least 20.
Probably.
Yeah. So unless they were doing the whole iPhone thing. Oh, by the way, did you see Questlove's potluck last night on Food Network?
I did. I thought it would be funnier.
Well, I didn't think it would be funnier, but I was a little disappointed with the quality.
Yeah.
Everybody's been able to do pretty good quality on Zoom, on TV.
Yeah,
was
the quality
like,
was
hey,
not
hey,
good.
Hey, I couldn't even see Olivia Wilde's face. It's like,
that's what that's
I
all
hear
about.
Her voice, and I see a little smudge moving on the TV, but I don't think that's her. I think that's a stand-in. Honey, get my glasses. Anyway, I digress.
Family took to social media to share some photos from their little soiree.
God.
And apparently some fans naturally found it disrespectful amid the coronavirus pandemic
yep.
and social distancing guidelines, blah, blah, blah.
I totally agree. Disrespectful.
So Khloe Kardashian says, it drives me wild when people act as if they know. So Khloe reportedly wrote in the comment section of one of her posts, we know how they have been quarantined and there's less than 10 people with us. So then she also wrote, it's literally what the governor states is perfectly okay to do in the state of California.
Oh, is it? Ugh. Is it perfectly that, Khloe? Was the governor with you, Khloe? Because I'm pretty sure it's only 5 people. She was having her own party. It's Halle Berry.
Without
and
you.
And it was without me and was not on social media. All right, that's it. That's it for the month of May, the merry, merry month of May.
The merry, merry month of May.
And we'll be back in June. We'll see you next month.
That's right. You know, Christmas is coming.
Yeah, right? Sooner than later.
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you could care less about for the month of May.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.